Although, if they don't start selling fucking Icon branded bog roll, they are missing a trick.
Prepare to shite.
Yes! Yes!
Jake,
Prepare to wipe.
Send that in the
Prepare to wipe.
Yeah. Icon, prepare to wipe. Icon, prepare to wipe.
I like the idea. As you go to wipe your wash, you go, Icon.
Yeah. Anyway. And then you do it like relatively slowly.
Now I just want to think of other toilet paper things you could apply to theme park rides.
Well, that's your memes for this week sorted.
Yay, thanks.
Welcome to the Theming and Meming Podcast, the most immersive audio experience on the internet. Here's your hosts, Lewis, Jess, and Jake.
Welcome to season two of the Theming and Meming Podcast.
Woo.
The original award-winning theme park podcast. Just a little bit of shade there.
Ding.
Oh, dear.
friendly rivalries. What's wrong with those?
We have a double award in this podcast now.
Oh, fucking hell. All right.
I think you'll find me and Lewis were already double award winners.
Oh, so you're a triple award with us.
Were we?
Yeah, because Moss shared his award with us. Because we were the only fucking reason his channel was working.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Shit, yeah, fair enough. Oh, so you're a triple award winner.
So I am a triple award winner.
Oh, wow.
Damn. My name's Evil Lewis. I made some theme park content a while ago. Do you remember that? I don't. And I will be joined, as always, by the founding father of the Theming and Meming podcast, and a man who has just recently hit a massive 1,000 Twitter follows.
Thank you.
Woo!
I deserve
it. It's Jake.
Thank you.
It's Jake.
Hello, it's good to be back. It feels
He's
good.
He's a duck and a part-time meme expert.
Yes, only part
and
time.
All round wonderful individual.
0 hour meme expert. Yes,
yeah. We are also joined, of course, by someone I've just been informed just now in this breaking update is the only triple crown, triple award winning member of the theme park community. It's Jess.
I don't think it actually counts because it was Moss's award, but he was like, "Well, it kind of is your because you make all the videos and just tell me what to do in them."
Has he got 3 theme park awards? No, he fucking hasn't.
No, he doesn't. He has 1.
There you go. You have, so. Suck it,
Moss. I've got minimum 2.
I've just found, like, residue on the duck's underside. I don't know what that was. What the fuck?
Oh, why are you just holding the duck?
Is that what you refer to it as
now? I'm channeling its energy.
You need some Icon toilet paper to wipe your duck's underside.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Jake? I'm thoroughly upset that in your post of big theme park vloggers that have got a hold of your duck, you didn't use the one where I've got my tits out. I'm really upset about that.
Yeah, I missed a trick there.
But, tits and thumbnails work.
It's a shame, but to be honest, I don't know who wants this thing because it's got like Pop World residue all over it.
And Amelia had to draw its eyes back on, right? Because they rubbed off.
Yeah, for some reason the eyes rubbed off. I don't know why.
I remember it got like halfway through the night and it just had no eyes and I was like, what the fuck happened
really
to the
creepy
duck?
It's fine. It's now sharpied on and it looks more like the original. But this is how you know it's authentic. It's a one-of-a-kind piece. It's a one-of-a-kind item, which will be getting raffled off soon. I just need to figure out how I'm going to do it. I might just give it to someone at Alton Towers on Saturday because then I don't have to post it.
That works.
So if you're Alton Towers on Saturday, implying that I get this out for Saturday, then maybe you can win me.
Maybe.
And a piece of myself.
You can win me.
Forever.
It's covered in all his residue.
It's not my residue.
My hair was in the pie, Brian. A piece of me is inside of you.
Oh,
can
God.
You feel me inside you, Brian?
Well, I'm saying that, there's probably a piece of Owen Evans inside this duck somewhere because he slept with it. And
he did.
It's encrusted with various theme park enthusiast fluids.
Yeah, well, didn't Owen sleep with it one night? And
encrusted.
Connor and Adam and Amy slept with it the other night.
Yeah, it's it got far more action than I did at Blackpool, let me tell you. That being said, let's move swiftly on. Firstly, I think we need to thank our patrons, which for some reason are still supporting us, even though I told everyone to unsubscribe from my
Patreon.
Yeah,
we don't know why you've been paying us, but thanks.
If you're crazy,
now's a really, really good time to unsubscribe.
hold on a minute. Perhaps this is a good time to resubscribe, because, you know, we're back on the wagon for now.
Finish one episode and then Jay will give up again.
I want to thank Reese Leek, Jack Gibbs, and Cara for their continued support to our Patreon. They are the reason we're still hosting this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Other mediums are available.
Thanks.
You're too good to us, and you have all spent too much money. I know how much money you've spent. You should probably consider not spending this money. But thank you anyway.
Jake knows, but didn't tell me and Lewis.
We didn't need to know. It's fine.
No. I have mentioned this before. But
Jake,
anyway.
It was a joke.
Okay, cool.
It's all good.
So, it's been a while. I think the viewers probably want some sort of explanation as to where the hell we've been. Because,
I mean,
last time, or maybe no one needs to explain themselves, but perhaps, you know, just fill everyone in on what's, you know, on what we've been up to. Since we had Nick Hudson on in July last year.
Was that the last episode?
Yeah.
Shit.
So yeah, it's been about 8 months, I think, which even for us is a bit of a gap.
that's why we're calling it a new season.
Usually two or three is that. Yeah, we're just rebranding this as like something that we totally planned, which we didn't. But
season two will have one episode, and then another 9 months there'll be season three.
yeah, maybe. Possibly.
My phone is doing a buzz. Let me move it.
Oh, unbuzz it.
But since that, I mean, we've had Halloween last year, we've had Christmas, we've had Blackpool opening day, we've got Towers on Saturday. It's been like a significant gap where a lot has happened. I don't know, I didn't do anything for Halloween. God, this is like really old news, isn't it? Jesus.
If you'd like to know what I did for Halloween, I'd like to direct you to the YouTube time the podcast.
Yeah, if you want to. But let's just okay, so I didn't even do anything last Halloween because I was working at large theme park. Jess,
place,
you did
place theme park name here.
Yeah. Jess, you did Towers, didn't you?
I did.
Oh no, sorry, I did. I did Screamfest in Burton-on-Trent. I did do that. But that was it. Lewis, did you do anything at Halloween last
nope,
year?
I did fuck all.
Nothing. Well,
yeah.
So if you're
and I loved it.
I was going to say, Lewis's day-to-day life has not changed since this virus came about.
Mm. No, it hasn't.
Mine
it's
hasn't
great.
Really, to be honest.
Low-key, same.
I have to socially isolate, you say? Oh no, what a shame.
I hate
Stay
people
indoors.
And I don't want to go outside.
Damn it.
Maybe you should like do your D&D sessions online now instead of in person. You both play D&D, don't you?
I already do mine online.
Oh, do you?
Well, yeah, because my friends that I play D&D with are from Newcastle. And they're both couples that live together. So they play in person because they if they're going to transmit it to each other, they're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I play via Skype. Nice and safe.
I haven't managed to run D&D since my second session, which was a month or so ago. I don't know.
The curse of the schedules.
Yeah, the curse of the schedules, and I can't see it getting any easier in the current climate. But, you know, I'm fine. It's
fine. I can imagine you're quite a good dungeon master, Lewis. You seem like that sort of person that would be good at that. I don't know why.
He dressed up for his first session. You have to see this one. He looks so handsome. He looks so handsome.
It did get quite a lot of likes from random females, so, you know. Not too angry about that, you know?
How did Mrs. Evil feel about that?
I mean, she very much liked the outfit.
The shirt, yes.
The shirt, yeah. I meant she very much liked that.
I meant the
I don't think she was.
Likes.
I don't know if she was paying too much attention to the likes. Yeah.
Couldn't
yeah.
tell her.
So much chafing.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, Lewis.
What?
That was horrendous.
Thanks.
Thanks. An avocado! Thanks!
And then we skip forward to, well, I suppose it would be bloody Blackpool Pleasure Beach opening weekend, which was, I'm sure everyone will agree, well, perhaps me and Jess, was a big success on all fronts.
Big
really.
Success.
Great success.
No dramas. The only thing missing drama. Was Lewis.
True.
Well.
Oh, and Callum, just in case he listens and shouts at me.
Yeah, right. I met loads of people. I sort of revealed my quote-unquote secret
identity. You did,
identity
you did reveal yourself. And people were like, woo! It was mental.
I brought the duck along. Everyone took pictures with it. That was a good idea. Just going to say that.
That was a great idea. I did like all the random pictures of...
do you know what's not even funny?
It got passed around like a joint. I lost it. Both
yeah, you didn't even ask people to take these photos. Everyone saw us playing with the duck and taking photos with the duck and just took it and rolled with it.
I like the idea that people didn't even know who I was, but were just like, oh my God, a random duck. I want to have a picture with it for no reason.
But they weren't, because so many people were like, oh my God, immersive memes. Take a photo with him. And took a photo with the duck and posted it.
Yeah, it was a way to sort of preserve my not-so-secret identity whilst at the same time...
Telling everyone who you were.
Yeah, well, whilst letting... Yeah. I spoke to a lot of people who, you know, I've seen on the Twitter sphere for many, many months, if not years. So it was nice to finally meet people. And it's kind of nice to just not have to, like... I don't know, not hide, but, like, not really be able to... introduce myself to people, because most people know who I am now.
Yeah.
And if my solo YouTube...
And you've had no backlash from it?
No, I haven't been punched or shouted at or had anything horrible happen to me as a result of revealing myself.
God, that's, not yet.
That sounded weird.
not yet.
Not in that way. So thank you everyone for being very kind. Special thanks to Owen Evans for saving me on the Friday night. And returning me safely, and a special thanks to Amy. Connor?
It was Zero G Media who saved it on Saturday.
She saved me on Saturday night. I was fuming on Saturday night because we were in Pop World, and like it had completely disappeared. I literally had no idea where it had gone.
Oh man!
Lucky for us, I've got a group chat with the Zero G Media.
We had
the duck.
Yeah, I'd assumed the worst. I'd assumed I'd been, you know, missing in action. I'd gone down like, you know, a plug hole or something. Or I'd have been trodden on by many a pissed up nerd, and that was the end. But no, I was returned. I mean, looking at the duck now, it looks worse for wear. It's got scuffs all over it. As I say, the eyes look kind of weird. But yeah, it was lovely
and
to meet
you. And the aforementioned encrusted enthusiast fluids.
Yeah.
You will have to disinfect him before you give him to someone at Towers.
Or just give it a good lick.
Yeah.
Don't
or,
do that.
Or, you'll gain immunity. Or save that privilege to the lucky recipient.
You can lick
it. They can give it a lick. Oh.
They can lick it and they'll be like, tastes like enthusiasm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really good weekend. I think, you know, props to Blackpool for managing to like open any of the rides in the horrible weather we were having. The fact that I got on the big one on the Saturday is really mad. They did say don't put your arms up when they sent
just
the train.
In case you come flying off the fucking track.
Well, I was assuming it would cause more like resistance and valley it. I feel like that's the direction they were going with that when they were
right.
saying
that. Don't put your arms up, you'll create more drag.
Yeah, I actually feel like
make yourselves as aerodynamic as possible.
Yeah, we all had to like brace like F1 drivers or something. We were all just like huddled in.
They should have handed out, you know, those weird shaped cycle helmets that they give to like Olympic cyclists. You know, oh the ones God. The shaped like a giant sperm. They should have given those out to all the riders for maximum aerodynamicness. Or just put Sean Sandbrook at the front
with his chin.
Yeah. That creates so much downforce. I'm telling you, if he rides a coaster, the coaster's speed is increased by about 4%. Science.
He's a fantastic, very, very fantastic man, is Sean.
Yeah, and he's also a human spoiler. Not spoiler in the spoiler alert sense, spoiler in the, you know, Formula
like
One
on the
cars.
Front of a car sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's got an inbuilt spoiler. It cuts through the atmosphere like a knife through hot butter. A hot knife through cold butter. Yeah, before, I don't know. Knives,
oh,
butter.
Before each dispatch, they were like, do not put your arms up. And we were kind of like, okay, should you be sending this?
Send it anywhere!
Yeah. It's kind of mad, though, like, comparing the operations of... I know it's done pretty often, but of, like... Can you imagine Towers sending a train and being like, don't put your arms up? It would just never happen.
Classic Blackpool, honestly. I can't... You know, that's just quintessential Blackpool Pleasure Beach to me.
Yeah, and I'm sure
I think my highlight of this season is being in Starbucks on the Big Dipper Bridge. Fucking Dipper.
Fucking Dipper.
And, Amy and Matt went on Infusion.
Yeah.
And it had been totally sunny and beautiful. I was just like, I'm not riding Infusion because I hate it. And then
horrible.
The weather totally turned. And it was like battering with rain and the wind was ridiculous. And they sent it. And as Matt and Amy got to the top of the lift hill, I shit you not, the recorded wind was like 80 mile an hour.
Immerse your senses.
The worst one was the Saturday. Was it the Saturday evening, just as the park was closing? Ride on Icon. That was like probably the most painful ride I've ever had on anything because it was practically raining sideways, and it was just like,
it's raining sideways.
It was like having gravel repeatedly thrown into your face as you went round.
Yeah, it
was the fastest ride I've ever had on it, but at the same time, it was actually injuring everyone.
I've had some painful rides on Icon in the rain, and also the big one.
And I was in the centre of the train, you know. It wasn't even, like, the back. It was, like, it's really bad.
The perks of being a fat cunt is that you always get to ride the back row.
And I'll say this about Infusion. I didn't think it was that rough. And I was on the back row.
Wrong.
Infusion is so variable. And I'm pretty... last time I rode back row on Infusion, I think, was a couple of years ago. But, you know, so my memory might not be serving me correctly here, but I feel like that was the smoothest ride I've had on it in recent memory.
Maybe I need to do back
row. And I've heard other people say this. I've heard other people say that the back row, for some reason, is like less.
Well, I rode it with
horrible.
The queen of Infusion herself, Amy Lloyd.
I thought you were just going to say the queen then.
Is he?
No, she's in Gangster.
One is not impressed by this hang and bang.
One does not enjoy an SLC.
Amy told me to lean my head to the left, and it actually did help.
Amy's got fucking contingency plan for Infusion.
But I think
you do need to brace for the inline twist.
When you're when you're being told how to ride a ride, is it really that good if you have to like put precautionary measures in place to stop yourself from being injured?
I don't know. I have to put precautionary measures in place whenever I ride any ride because I've got fucking tree trunks for legs. So I have to think about it.
It is a fair point, though. And I'd say the same with like Grand National, okay? Grand National it's a brutal ride. I still love it, I think. I don't know. It did horrible things to me on a couple of occasions last season. But
that front row ride we had last season.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. If you get a non-wheel seat in the middle of a car, which is what? Like it's one third of the seats on the train. So you've got a 1 in 3 chance of getting a good ride that isn't too rough. And you're just going to enjoy the forces and the airtime and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But again, then you come to the argument that if a ride's only worth riding if you manage to get a certain seat or under certain specific conditions, is it really a great ride? And I don't know.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
I mean, I had like a really smooth ride on it as my first ride. I think I was sat somewhere in the middle.
Probably.
And
if you're on a wheel seat, you'll know about it.
Matt was disappointed that I wasn't in like intense pain. He was like, oh, I've had a real experience. I was like, well, I don't mind that.
Your spine isn't poking out the top of your head, so you haven't really experienced the Grand National.
Yeah. I feel like I've cheated death or something. Like,
yeah.
I haven't ridden it.
I had a very funny ride on the Big Dipper with Amy Harrison the other day because she's significantly smaller than me.
Right.
And obviously, it's just
so
one
she had a lot of space, right?
Yeah. So when down the first drop, she literally nearly did a flip over the lap bar. funny.
I had a very similar experience with Owen last season because again, I'm quite a bit larger than Owen, shall we say. So he had a lot of room and he came like all the way out of his seat going over. I think it was going down the second drop to the point where he almost caught himself with like the tips of his toes on the lap bar. And, you know what I mean? It was,
oh no.
He literally nearly died. He basically rode without a lap bar, and that was hilarious, but probably also a bit terrifying for him.
It's all good.
Jesus,
love you, Owen.
I mean, I think
glad you didn't die on that one occasion.
Big Dipper has like the best drop on a Woody at Blackpool, in my opinion.
Oh, I fucking love the Big Dipper.
Is the best out of all of them.
Wheel seats again can be pretty brutal, but there's like two non-wheel seats per car, so you've got a 50-50 chance of not getting severe spinal injuries. So that's slightly better odds than Grand National.
To be fair, it's been pretty smooth this season.
That's good.
And from what other people have said, I've not ridden the Grand National this season because I don't hate myself yet.
Sure.
Not entirely, anyway. But people who I've spoken to, like you said, Jake, it's actually been pretty smooth this season. People have said the same thing about the big one as well. So fuck knows what's happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the big one was particularly rough when I rode it. It's that
maybe
it's
they've
that
replaced the square wheels with round ones.
Lewis, you need to come
for 2020
Beach.
Round wheels.
You need to come to Pleasure Beach and see for yourself.
Yeah, it's on the cards at some point. It is. I just don't know when.
Other highlights for me would be Rev. That was the first time I'd ridden that. The scariest thing about that ride is
so
climbing
good.
Up the fucking station.
Yeah.
So just looking down over it and like the wind and the best part. I loved it. I really rate that ride.
You feel pretty exposed making that climb and also just being up there on the station.
But I haven't made the climb this season yet because it's been too windy every time we've been and it makes me anxious thinking about it.
First time I went back on Rev in a number of years, it was pretty terrifying. But once you start to ride it regularly, climbing those stairs and being up there, it's not that big a deal.
It reminds me of like
the ride is phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the ride's phenomenal. The airtime you get being pushed down that first drop is
that was the best part of it for me.
It takes me by surprise every time. And the positive G's going through the loop are guaranteed to get sex noises out of me every single time. Yeah. Those are the noises. For those of you who haven't seen my whole fair vlog, you won't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, my positive G-force induced sex noises are... I'm not proud of them, but they are what they are, you know?
It's a reaction that you can't stop.
You can't. It's involuntary. It's just you're kind of dying a little bit as you sort of half lose consciousness and the sound that emerges is just like... Ugh! It's great.
Oh, God. I mean... Yeah, I have every cred now at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, apart from, I think it's the green track on Steeplechase.
It's not three creds!
Okay.
Lewis
it is. No, okay, I would say it's one cred, but...
Yes!
I have an order of which sides I prefer.
What? Like,
so on my list of... On my Axal spreadsheet of creds...
Axal!
I have Steeplechase, and then... the three below it in like the order that I prefer like the tracks, but I don't have like green track up near the top, yellow track near the bottom.
Bam, you're literally the worst. That's all we need to talk about, really.
Yeah. Do you actually find there's like a notable difference in
quality
of ride from track to track?
Because I'll tell you why. Because the ones on the sides, I think it was the yellow
and red are on the side.
Yeah, well, I rode the one on the right side, and
I think that's yellow.
The corners are tighter when you take corners. Some of the corners are tighter than being in the middle. So I would say that's
I
better.
Actively go in the middle on the very few that I ride.
I feel like I've just ended up on the middle every time I rode it last season, which wasn't a lot of times. I think I maybe rode it like three times last season.
I was going to say, I think we rode it together twice and we were both like, let's never do that again.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Steeplechase. I'll ride it because it's still like, it's still kind of fun, you know. It's still a pretty unique experience, and you could still describe it as being fun, and it's like it's worth riding. But at the same time, I don't.
It's definitely thrilling in the sense that you feel like you are to die at every possible moment you're on.
Yeah,
that was me on Derby Racer.
Also on Derby Racer.
Yeah,
I had my phone and my wallet in my pockets, and I was terrified they were going to like slip out. So I was kind of like, I was riding it with like no hands, and like I had my hands on my pockets.
That was me the first time I ever rode a big one.
I was sort of balancing on top of it, just like teetering around at 30 mile an hour. It was terrifying, actually scary.
I made a rookie error last opening weekend?
A rookie error.
Rookie error, yeah.
All right.
I'm sure this is documented in an Evil Lewis vlog.
Go on.
I accidentally left my phone in my pocket the first time I rode the big one and literally shat my pants at like 235 feet and was like, "Give me my phone's in my pocket," and then just we went down the drop and I died.
Yeah, I need to invest in a coat with zip pockets because then I can stop bringing a bag to theme parks, and then that's just the best thing to worry about.
Get pants with zip pockets.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The fact that Matt wears tracksuit bottoms that have got zips on the pockets is literally my favourite thing, because I just throw everything at him.
But all the highlights for me, just quickly, Wallace and Gromit, Thrill-O-Matic, best dark ride in the country, hands down. I love it so much.
You do, don't you?
And I
he does really love it. He really
it is Gromit. Good.
And I showed Gromit his badge. I was like, £3 that.
It was so funny.
Oh, I met Gromit. Another highlight is just PB Radio. That is hilarious and an amazing idea. Because it was like, you just have shit on all the time. It's just like crap that people send in.
Yeah, I mean, every single time I've visited, every time I've visited Pleasure Beach, I've asked them to play Crab Rave.
Yeah, I had the Merch Paradise music playing.
That was amazing. It was amazing. We're queuing for Wallace and Gromit when it came on as well.
It was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
It was good times.
I think that kind of wraps up Blackpool. I think. What else did we do? That's kind of it, yeah. But yeah, just well done. Storm Dennis was an absolute stinker, and they did like really well, considering. Yeah, and let's hope it gets better, because this weather and the whole world situation has been really shit recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was saying, ever since the calamity of the Clamshell Awards last year, where everyone was releasing diss tracks that were amazing, SBNO is just part of everyone's language now. Thanks, Archie. And Ruby tweeted something about it yesterday, and I was like, mate, the entire planet is currently SBNO.
Yeah.
Recently, what else have I done? Well, yeah. I've actually been to Alton Towers this year, so
yeah, you have been good. To Alton Towers already this season, haven't you?
Yeah, because I went to the services day a couple of weeks ago. Ride availability, I'm not gonna lie, was bad, like quite bad. I understand that it's like a lot of people's first days. You know, it's an opportunity to train new staff, but like it was just really on and off. Like the Smiler was up and down all day, Nemesis was up and down all day, Wicker Man didn't open at all.
Fuck.
Spinball was up and down all day. Good old Hex stayed open. I got another ride on Rita and actually rate it higher than I remember. But yeah, it wasn't great, but it was lovely to be back and to see all the new Merch Paradise options for this season. There's a lot of nice stuff, which I'm sure people will be copying this Saturday if they choose to go.
Can you confirm the new Nemesis t-shirt? Does it have that horrible shiny shit on it that last season's did, or is it just like a normal print t-shirt?
I don't think it had the horrible shiny.
Because it's shiny shit.
Yeah, you know, last season's Nemesis t-shirt was this horrible, like shiny ass fucking like vinyl, like decal that looked like it would peel off really easily.
Nasty.
Yeah. Now this season's, I saw the picture. It doesn't look like it is, but obviously. Depending on how the light's hitting things in photos, you can't really tell. So I hope not, because if it's not, it looks pretty good. Although, highlights. Fucking hell, fuck those fucking Chevron fucking Smiler sweatshirt jumper things.
And I really nice. Like them.
and the fucking Oblivion t-shirt.
I thought it looked smart.
I like them.
Ah, it's disgusting.
I like how it's not like, look at this, this is from a roller coaster.
I really like the Rita.
It's a nice design.
The Rita long sleeve that's like just got the R on it. I think that Towers have done really well with the merch that they've seen so far this season.
Yeah, especially the Wicker Man versus Flume t-shirt.
Oh, God. I can't believe that's real. I actually thought it was fake.
I was looking at them all and I was like, this is like something that's like a small theme park YouTuber would create in like MS Paint and like sell on their website fraudulently.
You'd find it on Redbubble.
Yeah. I was like, are we really doing this? I was like, I would buy that Flume shirt for a meme because, you know, it's Flume merch in 20.
I was going to say, and also it's your favourite ride ever.
Yeah. But I was like, Wicker Man versus the Flume, like they had Nemesis versus Nemesis Inferno, which I thought was interesting because, you know, it's not the Alton Towers.
Yeah,
And all the other
Smiler
ones.
Smiler versus the Black Hole.
Yeah, 13 versus the Corkscrew. They had a nice selection of pin badges. You can look at all this on my Twitter at Immersive Memes.
Shameless self-plug.
So I suppose this sort of segues on into the topic, the big topic. The C virus, COVID, Corona, whatever you want to call it, lager beer virus, whatever you want to say.
Lager beer virus.
There's been a bit of controversy about...
Has there? Controversy in the enthusiast community? About... I don't believe you.
Now, it's been a funny thing because, you know, some people are saying, you know, it's selfish to go to theme parks. Some people are saying, you know, do what you want. Others saying, you know the risks, know what you're doing, keep safe, blah, blah, blah. And this coronavirus thing has really thrown a spanner in the works for many theme parks.
Just a bit.
I mean, I feel sorry for places making big investments this year, like Flamingoland, Paulton's Park, etc. It's like, wow, you've spent millions of pounds on something that might not open for, well, months now.
My view of it is, and I'm sure we all might have opposing views, which is normal. My view of it is there are far too many people who are comfortable going, the theme park will still be there afterwards. No.
Mm.
There is a very high chance that a lot of... Alton Towers isn't going to shut. Whatever. Thor Park, not going to shut. Pleasure Beach, maybe fine. But there is a very, very real chance that UK will never open again after this.
Yeah.
Because of how much revenue they may lose, especially with it being the Easter holidays soon. A lot of parks lost a lot of revenue over half term because of the weather. There's a very real chance that these parks are never going to open again.
Think of places like Drayton, Lightwater Valley, etc., etc. Small family-owned places are really going to be hit by this significantly and, as you say, may not be able to recover.
I think as long as you take on board the risks, if you live with someone that's vulnerable, don't be stupid about that. Don't put them at risk. If you are able to be somewhere where you're not living with someone, for example, like me, I don't live with anybody that would be because of this, and everyone that I work with that would be has been given the time that they need to isolate to make sure that they don't get any more ill. So unless people are purposefully putting themselves out into the world with a vulnerability, there's a very low chance that I would transmit anything. Now I'm not going to Alton Towers because I'm at work, but if I did want to go, or if anyone else wants to go and they've followed that same sort of, just make sure that if you come back, there's nobody that you live with or that you immediately are going to be in the vicinity of that you're going to risk. If you're happy with that, you know that, you know, there probably are going to be big queues. They're going to have a lot of precautionary measures in place. You're probably going to be queuing for a bit longer because there's going to be spacing in the queue, that kind of thing. If you're happy to take some hand sanitizer with you or you that the park have said they're going to provide in all sorts of areas, make sure you're washing your hands. Don't expect staff to be, you know, as in your face and things like that on some attractions as it can be sometimes. Try and get people that you trust that are your friends to push you into a restraint if you need it rather than forcing the staff to do it. If you take those precautions, the chances are you're less likely to get COVID than I am getting the bus to work every day.
Yeah, I mean, I was seeing those precautions being put in place a few weeks ago. You know, there was like hand sanitizer at the end of every queue. There wasn't, you know, any of these like chevrons in the queue like we've, you know, seen rolled out at Legoland, and I'm sure the big theme parks will probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
But please don't nick the hand sanitizer, you massive bastards.
Yeah. No. So someone at Pleasure Beach, a reliable source informed me last weekend, was literally with like a 500 milliliter bottle for drink, just standing and pushing the pump on the hand sanitizer and filling up this bottle.
If you do
shit like that, you don't deserve to have the ability to go outside and go to parks. You should isolate because you're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're sensible and you understand the risks, there is no reason that you can't go outside and still enjoy yourself and make sure that you're not putting yourself in a mental health hole, which a lot of people will be because they don't, that they're just following the mob mentality that it's not possible to go outside. You get attacked. Just go outside and make sure you maintain your distance as much as you can. If you feel like people are too close to you, I don't think anyone on the planet right now, if you said, sorry, can we just get a bit more space, would have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Just fucking speak to people.
And if you feel ill, don't go, please.
Yeah, please don't go if you've got any symptoms. You've got a cough. That's really bad.
But also, you know, there are other ways to... I tweeted about this the other day, but you know, you can support theme parks by buying their merch online.
Absolutely.
Sharing their posts, blah, 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 whatever. There are ways to, you know, make these trying times less bad. You know, there's Discord, there's full Discords. I've linked a few on my Twitter as well of people that, you know, are like-minded nerds so you can talk to. Twitter, you know, it's not a great time in life, but you know, there are ways of getting through it. You could buy some theme park literature, John Wardley's autobiography, anything like that. But, you know, just don't be a knobhead about it.
Basically that, yeah, that's the thing, right? At the end of the day, my take on it is similar, you know, that ultimately, yeah, sure, it's not the best idea in the world currently to be, you know, like mixing with large amounts of people. But as long as you're sensible, as long as you're responsible, and as long as you don't be a dick, then, you know, do what you like at the end of the day. That's
exactly.
It. You know, just be sensible, take precautions, follow the advice as best you can while doing the thing that you're doing. You know, you don't have to remain indoors the whole time, you know, and fucking... Just like anything else, you know, you can still go to the shops if you need to go to the shops. Fucking, you know, if there's a place nearby, there's a place near us that recently started doing really nice, like Italian Neapolitan style pizzas, and they're still open currently. And me and Mrs. Evil went there yesterday afternoon and got a couple of pizzas. Now they've took, you know, and we ate in, and they're taking measures, you know, they're sanitizing tables and surfaces and their card machine in between customers, you know, the door handles, things like that. It's like an open kitchen, and we saw the chef, like, you know, thoroughly washed her hands before preparing the food. You know, they've reduced their seating capacity so that there's more distance between groups of people. You know, they're being as responsible as they can. Because again, like a lot of small businesses, they're going to struggle if they close without having a government enforced necessity to close. They could be in even more financial trouble, and you know, it's similar for a lot of theme parks that they can't necessarily just afford to close unless they're told they have to. But
and if you,
on the flip side,
that's fine.
Yeah
you are allowed to think that.
Well, but on the flip side, sure, there are going to be people who are being dicks about it, and you know, they're not, you know, the people who are just like, oh, it's nothing, oh, it's just a cold, oh, it's all a load of bollocks, it's all scaremongering, you know.
But those
I know of
go
people
to
like that.
Everywhere they go to the pubs that are open, they go to the theme parks, they go to the supermarkets, they work at my office.
You know, those people who might have had a cough all week and they're going to go to fucking Alton Towers opening weekend anyway, because it's all a load of bollocks, you know, don't be that dickhead. But
I mean,
at the end of the day,
I think, to be fair, I'm not sure whether Merlin would do the same, but I know that especially restaurants and bars and that kind of thing, they've all enforced like a neighborhood watch kind of thing where if you start exhibiting symptoms and you're there, you will be removed. And I think that'll be one of the precautionary measures that Merlin do take.
I don't know. So I can see that they've said they're taking a lot of measures, and I appreciate that. On the flip side, I don't know if they're going to be able to enforce all those measures, considering that, you know, in normal circumstances, they don't really seem able to enforce measures like people jumping queues, people smoking where they're not supposed to, things like that, you know, things that we're all familiar with. So on that bigger scale,
it's true.
Is it going to be anything other than we suggest you do this?
Yeah, it's true. And it's the same kind of thing you see at Pleasure Beach. But then, again, shameless self-plug, if you go over to the Hangtime channel, Matt and Amy have done a really good video on the sort of things they've seen at Pleasure Beach. And everyone expected it to be just as normal. And then they went to Pleasure Beach and it was like a new place. Like, they were stringent about these measures. They are genuinely very serious about it. And I think with the amount of money that Merlin have got, hopefully they'll be even more serious about it. I'm a bit sad I'm not going, just for that, because I'd really like to see just how serious they're being about it, because it's definitely something that people need to talk about. If they're not being serious about it, or if they are being serious about it, to inform people that, you know, whilst it's, I wouldn't want everyone to rush there. But if you're feeling a bit down and your mental health's being really badly affected by it, and something like a theme park is a good place to go, if their measures are great, here's this advice about this. In the same vein that, I don't know if anyone that listens to Theme and a Meme and does this, but all National Trust parks at the moment have removed the pay barrier. So if you want to go for a walk in a National Trust park, you can do it for free now. Just so you're distant from everyone, which is great. But yeah, and they've got the same kind of measures. Just stay away from people where you can. I know that Towers have said that they're going to close indoor areas. I'm assuming that means no hex for everyone, that kind of thing, which is really sad for you.
Yeah,
guys.
No Wicker Man pre-show, probably. It's a good idea, though, let's be honest. And I'd rather they do this than, you know, carry on as normal. Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's safe to say it's going to be a somewhat limited ride offering.
Yeah, and I think...
And you know what? I think what worries me the most about this is that why wasn't that already hand sanitizer at the end of every queue line? Well, people should be clean on a normal basis anyway.
Yeah, this is true, but, you know, maybe that'll be the case going forward once this is all blown over, as it were.
It's sad that, you know, big businesses and companies and our government... seem to be having to relearn how to look after a population of people again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of this, but hopefully it's for the better in some ways.
And now they've closed schools. I mean, it's all just getting, by the day, there's measures being taken that, you know, a couple of weeks ago would have seemed pretty mad.
Well, I mean, my brother's due to go to university this year and he doesn't know. They've not said what they're doing with exam results.
It's crazy.
Mad shit.
This is the thing. Things are changing so like
rapidly,
so much that by the time this podcast goes up, things could have changed again. Yeah. So, you know,
they probably will have done.
Like, there may not even be an opening weekend. I don't think that'll be the case, but you never know. At the time of recording, Thursday the 19th, you know. It's all still set to go ahead, but who knows, you know? But yeah, I think my take on it is, like, just don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And don't be selfish, like, in the sense of, right, again, in the sense of people who are dicks who are like, oh, it's fine, I'll be all right, all that kind of stuff.
That's,
you know,
not what it's about.
I'm not at risk. That's the thing. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, even if you, I'll have a bit of a cold and it'll be fine. But, you know, you run the risk of passing that on to people who are far more vulnerable than yourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
But just be careful. Take precautions.
Just do your research.
Follow the advice. Don't be a dick. There's my ultimate advice. It's just don't be a dick.
Like, do your research. I've been panicking because I've got the sniffle.
Yeah.
But that's not a symptom.
No.
What I've got right now is a cold.
Yeah.
I've got a cold and probably a little bit to do with my allergies because the pollen's been really high for some bizarre reason.
Yeah, I've had that twice this week.
Just do your research.
Yeah, That's a couple of days ago, I woke up and I was like, oh, I've got a bit of a cough. But I mean, quite often when you first wake up, you know, everything's a bit like gross and you know what I mean?
Dry.
You clean. Yeah, exactly. You wake up, you're dehydrated and you're like, your throat's dry. But because of all this, you run the risk of like
just immediately
being a little
panicking.
Bit more paranoid about any slight possible symptom, you know, oh, I've got a bit of congestion. Well, yeah, I get that anyway because my sinuses aren't amazing. You know, it's just try and keep things in perspective. But if you do have any of the like actual symptoms, if you've got a high temperature or an ongoing cough, maybe don't go to Alton Towers this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, maybe don't be a dick. Maybe do stay at home for a week. And then, you know, if it's open,
it'll be open next weekend.
Go then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking don't be a dick.
You know, like I said, if you think it's a stupid decision, there are ways for you to say, I'm not going to the park because I live with vulnerable or I have someone to look after that could be affected by it. You can say those things and I'm in total support of you. If you live with someone and you've chosen to not do something that you enjoy for their better or for them to be better, that's amazing. But I don't have that. And as far as I've done a personal risk assessment, if I was going, there is nobody that I would be putting at risk at this moment in time. If you're comfortable with that, do it. If you're not, that's fine. What you don't do is what's happening right now on Twitter, which is where people are being awful, awful to each other and calling each other names and just being and trying to get one up on each other about who knows more and who's the better person. Park. It's not what it's about.
Everyone becomes an expert when these sort of things happen, don't they?
I mean, me and Lewis are definitely political experts. mm-hmm. But genuinely, it's a difficult time. You know, there are people that there are some people that what you class as home, like the four walls and your house and the person you live with, that's an absolute nightmare for someone else. So telling people they have to stay home, they must stay home, if someone feels that that's a dangerous place for them, it's not what you should be doing. Just make sure that you tell people that. What to do, the guidance, wash your hands, stay safe, maintain social distance. But try not to come across as if you're crucifying people that want to go outside, because sometimes that's the only way for people to be safe or sane.
Yeah. Just don't make other people feel guilty. You know, it's not, we're all in this together at the end of the day, whether you like it or not. So let's just be kind.
Big community energy.
Yeah. Let's all pull together as nerds in this time of uncertainty and be nice.
Well, we've got approximately 5,000 questions to answer, understandably.
Oh, we've got a my long quiz time. First, mate.
We've got Jake's quiz of the week first. Hold your horses.
Hang on, a quiz?
Jake's quiz of the week.
So that was quite heavy. So let's lighten the mood a bit.
Yeah.
So,
is it about coronavirus?
No, it's not. The theme is new for 2020 things.
I'm excited.
New for 2020
coronavirus.
Sanitizer.
New for 2020. People weren't already washing their hands.
True. Yeah, new 2020 icon bog roll, dare to wipe.
I hope someone from PB listens to this and does that, because it would be fucking hilarious. It has to be black toilet roll, though.
Matt would do it. Matt would make that.
Yeah, he 100% would. I'm going to tell him after this to get in touch with whoever he possibly can to make that happen.
So, some of these questions are quite difficult, some of them quite easy. We'll just do first person to say the answer or answers.
Oh, we're just going to be screaming, Lewis.
Yeah, this is a you know pretty simple quiz, but we'll trek on. I didn't write this off an hour before we started either, so don't even think about asking me if I did that. So, what have we got? I need to open up my notepad file. What are the names of the three attractions in William's World?
Oh fucking hell! Gangster Granny, somebody's bottom burp, which is a. Both an amazing and horrible name for a ride.
Oh, it's Raj's bottom burp, isn't it?
I don't know what the other one is.
Oh, help really?
Me out.
I only know Gangster Granny the ride.
I thought this would have been easy.
I I've never invested myself into the literary world of David Walliams.
Sure, I'll give you a clue. The third one is something else that was already in the area.
Doesn't help me. Is it a carousel?
It might be.
I don't know what it's called. We'll just say it's a carousel.
Okay.
I don't know the third one.
I mean, I'd go as far as to say neither of you got that right. I mean, you got the gangster granny bit right, but everything else is a bit of a shambles.
Well, I got the bottom bit right.
It's definitely Raj's, isn't it?
Almost.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm being really strict about it, you missed out a word in the name.
Oh, is it like his big bouncy bottom burp? As more alliteration.
Oh my god! It actually is.
It is. Yeah.
Fucking. It's the best and worst name for a theme park attraction I think I've heard.
I think we'll let the listeners decide as to who won that question, because even I'm not sure. So it was Gangster Granny the Ride, Raj's bouncy bottom burp, and the Royal Carousel.
Off! The Royal Carousel. That's what Disney's is called.
I feel like that's what it was called before as well, when it was Cloud Cuckoo Land, but I'm not sure. So we'll move on to a question which I think you'll probably be able to answer. What ride is... Wait, have I wrote that? Okay, it doesn't make sense.
I can't read it, but I'm sure you can answer it.
Fuck's sake.
What ride is Flamingoland's new 10 inversion coaster a clone of?
Colossus.
Colossus, there we go. Jess gets the point.
That's so easy, I couldn't even be bothered answering.
They're going to get harder.
Okay.
That's what she said.
I'm getting harder as we speak.
Oh, Lewis!
Yes? What is the name of the new Zamperla Gyro Swing in Poulton Park's new Tornado Springs area?
Cyclinator.
Oh, fuck.
Correct. Jess gets that
one. Bastard.
So we'll say we're one all.
This is what happens when Jess is involved in a regular theme park podcast. She actually knows about fucking theme parks now.
I'm not dumb anymore.
I've been totally off the fucking theme park grid for like about 9 months, if not longer, and this is my reward.
I mean, to be fair, I am in a group chat with and speak to on an actual daily basis several people who work at Poulton's Park and regularly talk about it also.
I'm a theme park hermit at this point. So
Well, let's see. Perhaps Lewis, you might be able to
rebranding of Eva Lewis.
With the next question.
No, that'll never happen.
Theme park hermit. What about theme park Kermit?
Oh.
Theme park Kermit.
Fuck's sake.
Which famous IP is Thorpe Park bringing a new immersive experience for this year?
Black Mirror. I'm so excited.
Jess gets it.
Fuck off, I answered before her in my ears.
In my ears, he answered
first.
I said it before I heard her say it, so eat several dicks, sir.
Should we let Craig... We'll let Craig decide in the recording.
Yeah, we will, yeah.
Okay, so that point's up in the air. Christ, this is bad.
It's a good job this like isn't worth anything,
So you got the first one wrong. You both got definitely a point each for the next two.
I fucking got the first one wrong. I got 2 out of 3, bitches.
The fourth one, we're not sure who won because of latency.
Goddamn latency. Damn you.
It's ping again. It's ruining
pings,
everything.
Mate.
Okay, so this is the hard question. This next one. So I don't think either of you will get this.
Oh.
But it's for the meme, so
bring
we'll go
it.
For it. What is the rhyme the new Duplo Dino Coaster recites as it leaves the station?
Fucking hell!
What? I have no idea.
Do you want to guess for the sake of entertainment for listeners?
No. Does it sing the fucking Barney theme tune?
No.
Does it bollocks?
Why don't you think of a rhyme that it might say?
How long is the rhyme? Is it several verses or...?
It's a two-lap special kiddie ride.
It's just 4 lines. As the ride dispatches, it plays this rhyme, this short rhyme.
Oh, on, I don't fucking
think
know.
Funny.
I'm a theme park fan.
That would be better. He did the new Tomb Blaster audio, didn't he, Nick Hudson?
He did do the new Tomb Blaster audio.
Well done,
I've not heard it yet.
I'm sure it's very immersive.
But the reviews have come flying in, and they're absolutely, you know, they're shining reviews.
I've never been on Tomb Blaster, but hoping to do Chessington this year, so we'll see. Okay, so I think I'll probably just put you both out of your misery because you were never going to guess this.
I bet it's great.
So the rhyme is, round Duplo Valley, it is plain to see. If you're looking for fun, come ride with me. Ha ha ho ha hi ha ho.
Oh, this motherfucker's spitting.
And then it laughs. That was me doing the laugh.
Oh, wow. I hate that.
Oh, stick that shit on a t-shirt.
They will.
We are. Yeah. So I think the result of that quiz was that we don't really know who won, but it might be a tie.
I don't know what you said there because you completely cut out the whole time.
Okay. Basically, we don't know who won the quiz.
So. Yay! Uncertainty. It's a metaphor for life.
This is the quality they've been waiting for, though, isn't it?
It is. Come on.
Yeah, so, hang time's been far too high quality.
We've got a lot of questions here this week.
Yeah, we do. Also, we've got like 7 waiting for us in the Discord server.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And also, right. We've received a couple more on Twitter.
Okay. Well, what we'll do.
You just read the ones you've got on your sheet and I'll read the missed.
Okay, fine. So the first question is from William Tedstone, fan of the channel.
Oh,
you know.
Lovely to meet you in Blackpool, William. It's good to meet you. It's nice to see the fans. His question is, where have you been? I feel like we've kind of answered this.
I've been on Hangtime, the podcast. Please go and subscribe.
I've been here.
I've been doing nothing. So I hope that answers your question. The next one is from Unreliable Luke. What creds are you looking forward to this year? Now, I definitely have a few I'm looking forward to, assuming they open.
Creds.
Everything at Chessington I need to do. I didn't get on stealth when I went to Thorpe, so I need to do that. And what was the other ones? Oh yeah, Flamingoland, hopefully. Maybe. I feel like all the nerds should go up and do Flamingoland at some point now. They're getting a new coaster. Yeah. And then yeah, maybe Lightwater Valley if that doesn't like just completely die.
So, I think it's pretty touch and go for Lightwater Valley at this point.
Yeah, so. I think it is. Any creds you're after, Lewis?
I would be very surprised if I get any new creds this year.
You could get. Well, I got a +1 on October. What's the other week? And I felt really disgusting as I did it. Like an absolute freak.
I haven't got the cred for Octonauts, so yeah, maybe if I'm not that much of a cred whore though, that I'm gonna spend waste time to ride Octonauts. I'd rather ride something good, you know? So
yeah, I get that.
I would be very surprised if I get any cred this year.
With us it was more of a case of like spare time. We had spare time.
Yeah, and, sure.
I'm trying to hit 50 this year, so
creds are cred, you know.
Yeah, creds are cred. Even though you do feel like a putrid human being just like queuing with like 3-year-olds and watching them like, you know, getting on the ride and having to take up 2 seats because, you know, weight restrictions and shit on the coaster.
It's a little bit nonsense.
Yeah, it is horrible and I hate every time I have to do that, but
you have to do it. Every time you have he has to do it, listeners. He stood there with a 3-year-old. I'm sorry, I have to.
I did have to. They don't understand.
My hands are tied.
I need the
This is essential work right here.
Okay. So the next question is from Jack Stamp. And they ask, Lewis, are you planning to go to any theme parks yet?
No.
Define planning.
For the rest of your life.
I probably will go to a theme. Well, up to a few weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, I'll definitely be going to theme parks this year. I don't know if that's going to be the case anymore with the current climate.
Happened.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Owen did actually discuss going to Pleasure Beach this past weekend, but that didn't happen. So yeah, like it was on the cards that, you know, I'd like to get back to Blackpool Pleasure Beach this season. I don't have a season pass this year, partly because I just couldn't afford the outlay when they were on sale last autumn. So, you know, if I do go to Pleasure Beach, it's not going to be, you know, as regular as it was last year. It'll probably just be like two or three visits tops. Alton Towers, again, their standard Alton Towers and even the premium Alton Towers season passes are actually really good value. So I would have said a few weeks ago, yeah, I'll definitely get an Alton Tower season pass. And, you know, because if you do, if you make two or three trips, then it's basically paid for itself with one of those. But again, I don't know how things stand currently. I would like to go at Walton Towers again this year, obviously, and Blackpool Pleasure Beach. But whether those things are actually going to happen at this point, it's hard to say.
I have a free right Towers now. Return ticket if you want to use that at some point.
Maybe because
the ops were so bad on the services day, they gave everyone a return ticket.
Nice.
So, you know, swings
around. So I don't have any concrete plans to do any theme parks, but as a general concept, sure, why not? I'll probably go to a theme park at some point this year if I get a chance. As to whether or not I'll vlog it, even though that wasn't part of the question, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure everyone would love to see your triumphant return to the vlogging team.
Probably. I think it would be likely that I would vlog a theme park trip if I were to have one.
Do you hear that, listeners? That sounds like a promise to me. That
Evil
Lewis is returning.
Don't put the pressure on him.
No, I am.
Most definitely
I want
is.
To.
I don't know.
So in the comments, everyone say, I'm really looking forward to your return to vlogging at Evil Lewis.
Aww.
And then you'll probably hit 1,000 subscribers this year, like you would have done if you'd have carried on last time, but we'll see.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I just stopped producing content and my subs stalled. At the end of the day,
this podcast.
My last vlog on my channel was from my last visit to a park, so it's not like I've been holding out on you guys.
Literally, technically, he hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah, technically, I haven't missed a vlog yet, okay? I just haven't been back to a theme park since for numerous reasons. But well, yeah, you know.
Either way, I'm sure we're looking forward to your return, whether you vlog or not.
Sure.
Next question is from Loki Tops, and he asks, favourite dark ride?
Ghost Train.
In the world?
Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
He just says favourite dark ride. You already know what my answer's going to be.
Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah.
Mine is Indiana Jones.
Oh, damn it, she's ridden proper rides.
Ghost
Train.
Is that
a California?
It is at Disneyland Resort in California, yes.
Is that the one that made Sean cry? He got a bit emotional,
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, it is.
I don't
it
know,
is.
But
yeah,
understandable.
Yeah.
And
people get very uptight about that ride. When I rode it, the first time I ever rode it, because I was a single rider, they put me in the seat where you get the wheel. It does nothing. It doesn't drive the car. It's just theming. And the girls who were sat next to me were like, we've been coming for 5 years! Bro. I was like, I'm not driving it, bro. It's a fucking... it's a ride. It's automated.
Yeah. It's on track, don't you know? Fucking
well,
hell.
It'd be cool to see the Ghost Train improvements they've made at Pleasure Beach.
Yeah, no, okay. So that is like the biggest thing that I would be hyped about going back to Pleasure Beach for, would be seeing the improvements to the Ghost Train this year, because I fucking love the Ghost Train.
And River Caves, right? A hologram thing.
You'll be pleased to know, Lewis, last time I visited Pleasure Beach, still, to this day, the fucking werewolf scares me every time.
Good, good, good. As it should.
I literally look straight at it and I'm like, I know you're going to and I go, every time.
It's like in a horror movie when you know there's a jump scare coming, but it still makes you jump when it happens.
Okay, next question's could be a bit controversial.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Most underrated coaster in the UK, that's from Jared.
I feel underrated?
Like,
13.
I feel like whatever any of us say, people are going to go, oh, no, it's not.
13, 100%.
I could see that. That's a respectable opinion.
Yeah. So I saw this one on Twitter and I was thinking about it. And I think 13 is one of the ones that came to mind. I'm going to struggle to pick a most underrated coaster, but there are certainly underrated coasters. 13's definitely one of them because I actually really like 13. I do wish it was a bit longer, but I think it's great. You know, it's an overall experience, you know. Also, I would say Revolution at Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's really underrated,
I think it is. I agree with
it
that.
It is such a good coaster, and I think, you know, it's more than the sum of its parts. You know, it doesn't do much, but what it does, it just does phenomenally well.
Nick Streak's underrated.
Oh god.
Yeah, I'd go with that. Nick Streak's really good.
Great coaster.
And it's the only Woody at Pleasure Beach where you're guaranteed not to receive spinal injuries, apart from the Blue Flyer. But even
I don't know. I got a Blue Flyer the other day, and I rode back row. And Lewis, you've seen me on Blue Flyer. Usually, I just sit back, put my arms behind my head, and chill. But because I was
not
back
when
row,
they force you to go two per row, and you're all full grown fucking adults.
Because I was back row. When we went down the first drop, I was like, oh, that's a bit forceful, actually. And then we like went over the bunny hop, and I literally... Shit.
Wow, so airtime on the Blue Flyer.
Blue Flyer has airtime.
Yeah, I was going to say
more airtime than Shambhala.
But now you've said Rev, I agree. I was going to say the Swarm.
Swarm's not underrated.
Well, this is the thing, like... In my mind, it is, but I suppose it's probably more popular than I think it is. Swarm's great. But yeah, Rev is definitely my answer as well. What we got? Will Merlin close its UK parks from Corona? That's from Gala Rides. Maybe, if they have to. Yeah, but I don't think they will if they're not forced to.
Yeah,
Wait, what was the question?
Will Merlin close UK parks?
I hope that they would... You know, if it got to a point where precautionary measures weren't enough anymore, that they would close. Like whether the government said close or not, if it got to a point where the government was saying, look, it's not safe to be outside anymore, but we're still going to be cunts and not fucking tell you to close because we don't want to pay you any money.
Mm.
I would hope
Classic
that Merlin would
Tory
close.
Government.
I would hope that Merlin would close. I don't think they will.
No, I think they'll just, you know, operate with reduced staff and perhaps, you know, reduced hours.
I think Merlin are a $1 million corporation that are global. And every school in most of the world right now is closed, which means kids have got nothing to do.
That's true.
In Merlin's eyes, that's big bucks.
In Nick Varney's eyes, it's literal cartoon.
He's rubbing his
signs.
Hands together. Yeah, he's licking his lips.
Now...
Not because of the kids, because of the money.
What I'm happy to see is that despite the fact that this is a big money-making machine, they are taking the necessary precautions. Or they've said they are. It's still, you know, it's still to be seen whether they actually are doing it.
We'll find out on Saturday, yeah.
But I still think, you know, fuck capitalism. and the fact that, you know, a money-making company that makes millions of is that they're obviously going to take advantage of the fact that there are people that are stuck in the house and will want to get outside. And that's fine as long as people take the precautions. But you've got to remember that it's a business. It's a money-making machine.
Mm.
Like, stop thinking about the people of pie and start thinking about the people who are seasonal.
Yeah.
Try and support the company so that they can keep doing what they're doing because they'll let them go without thinking about it. That's no skin off their backs.
That's very true. So, yeah, maybe if they have to, I think, but probably not. next question. Do we have any plans for future special guests? That's from Andrew. I mean, maybe.
No.
If people want to come on.
There's nobody special left to come on the podcast.
The rule is they have to have more subscribers than us, and they have to... you know, basically, it's all for the clout, really. I couldn't care less about it.
Jake is the ultimate clout chaser.
As long as you get us followers, you can come on. That's a joke.
Next episode of Theme and Meme and special guest is Will and E.
Will and E, that'd be fucking great. I don't know. I don't think he'd have any idea what any of us were talking about, but he'd probably, you know, be great.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have anyone specific in mind, but it's something I'm sure we'd all like to do in the future.
Obviously, we'd be more than happy to welcome back the people that have been on before as well.
Yes, yeah. Especially those with more subscribers, as I said.
Jake!
Well, anyway.
Hit us up on social media if you want to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we can ignore you unless we think that you're worth the hassle.
Yeah, it's
how it works, isn't it?
It's me that runs the theme in a meme on Twitter. So if I'm ignoring you, I'm ignoring you.
That's so true.
That's why it's funny, because it's true.
It sounds really bad, but you know what? We're not like that. But you know, if you've got like two subs, and you know, you're like, I made one video in my mum's bedroom about Ghost of Running.
You are our next guest.
Next question. I don't feel like we really covered this. What do we plan to do whilst the UK is on lockdown? Let's assume that we can't go out to parks. What do we do?
I've got to go to work.
Go to work.
I've got to go to work to ensure that everyone who is working and in isolation has a broadband and phone connection.
I will go to work for my reduced hours that I'm currently on. And outside of that, I don't know. I mean, play some video games.
Oh, I'm going to catch up on some excellent amount of video games.
Read some books, watch some Netflix, play Animal Crossing that's out tomorrow.
I'm getting a Switch in April. I'm excited for Animal Crossing.
Nice.
I've got to wait till April because I get tech vouchers through work, but they don't start until the new tax year, so I have to wait until April.
Bastards.
So what are you doing, Lewis?
I guess like catch up on some Netflix stuff, maybe catch up on my video games backlog, because I've got so many games that I've never played. I'm really bad for that. Animal Crossing, as you mentioned, I might actually be getting that today because I ordered it from a place and I believe it was shipped yesterday. So, although Mrs. Evil's totally going to get first dibs on that, and she'll get to name the island, and then I'll just
oink it about on her island.
You'll just be there.
Yeah, I'll just be there as well. play some board games probably, because that seems to be one of my new little obsessions.
Mm. I mean,
thankfully I've stocked up. They're fucking great.
What sort of games are you playing?
Oh, mate, the driest fucking Euro games that you can imagine. The drier, the better. The games where it looks like you're not even having any fun. And you're like, tell me
kind
more
of board games.
About that. Yeah. Mm-mm.
The board game.
Not quite. But,
he's just got 16
sort
boxes
of
Risk on his shelf.
No, I don't have Risk. I got Exploding Kittens for Mrs. Evil for
a very
Christmas.
Good game.
It's not. I don't know. We played it and we were like, this kind of sucks. Is it just, are we missing something, or does this kind of suck?
Exploding Kittens is great for like a big group of people.
We played it with like three of us, so it wasn't great. And then after, like, upon that realization, I remembered seeing an article on, I think it was a video game website a couple of years ago, which was, the best board games you could get this Christmas. And and I remembered that and remember thinking, oh, man, it turns out that board games are still a thing. You know, there's more to board games than fucking Monopoly and Cluedo. The modern board games exist, and many of them are very good. So I like to get into things, believe it or not. I did a bit of research, fell down the rabbit hole, watched some YouTube stuff. There's a series, it's not going anymore, but it's still there, Tabletop with Will Wheaton. That's pretty good. He plays board games with some of his, friends, and that can give you a good insight into what some of the good ones are. Went further down the rabbit hole. There's another channel called Shut Up and Sit Down. Those guys are brilliant. They're like really funny, but also really well informed. And so, went from getting like the entry level, like what people would call gateway games in like September and early January. And now I'm playing like moderately complex fucking German developed fucking games about fucking farming in the 17th century and loving it.
Amazing.
But I will say, top recommendation for anyone looking for a modern board game, and the pandemic, very topical and very good.
Amazing.
It's a board game where you are trying to save the world from global pandemics of various viruses cooperatively.
Oh,
what could be better than that?
Nothing like a bit of escapism in these trying times.
No, totally. You know, weirdly though, right? Weirdly, there's a few websites that I've look at to get board games. One of the ones in particular, I looked today, and they've actually put the price up of Pandemic a couple
Stop.
Of weeks ago.
Have they
a couple
actually?
Of weeks, a couple of weeks ago, it was £25, and it's been £25 for the last few months, and that's how much Mrs. Evil paid for it when she got it for my birthday. And now it's gone up to £33, £34.
What?
Which is still about retail price. If you went to Waterstones or somewhere who charge retail price for everything, that's how much you'd pay for it. But you know, normally this website had it at a pretty good discount, and now the price has snuck up. I'm not suggesting that they're price gouging because they're pretty good. It might just be more of a supply chain issue because their prices do fluctuate. But yeah, that's a weird one. That board games about fighting global
pandemics
are now more expensive than they were 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Everyone's trying to win pandemic.
Yeah, they are. They are. All you've got to do is cure all four colour diseases and it's fine. Someone needs to tell the government. Yeah. You don't even have to treat them.
Well, that's what they're doing at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that was a good answer.
Thanks. Longer than it needed to be, but you know.
As always.
If you're sad because you can't go to theme parks, get into board games. Join me. It's nerdy and fun. Anyway, next question.
Yeah. This guy sent two, but we've sort of already answered one, so I'll skip one of them.
Right.
This is from Ned. It's thoughts on the new Black Mirror attraction and the TV series in general.
I'm very excited.
I've never seen Black Mirror, but I'm looking forward to something new at Thought.
You've never seen Black Mirror?
No. You need to watch Black Mirror.
Watch it. Yeah, okay. It's good. It's very good. I'm a big fan of Black Mirror.
Personal favourite episodes that I would recommend to you, Jake? White Bear, Archangel, Hang the DJ. All very good episodes. Lewis, do you have some faves?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but they're all very different. And I couldn't name them because I've only seen all of it once.
Yeah.
And now that I come to think of it, I'm not even sure if I watched all of the last most recent series. Wasn't there only four episodes in that? And I think I watched two or three of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm a big fan.
If you're watching the new season, I'd recommend. It's got Miley Cyrus in and the most catchy song.
I think that's the one I haven't seen.
Oh, I've heard of this.
It's fantastic.
But I'm a big fan of Charlie Brooker and his work. So, yeah, Black Mirror is just really good.
You could also just watch the first episode, Jake, where David shags a pig.
Right.
Yep. Before it came out that David Cameron had shagged a pig.
Had shagged a pig? Literally.
And weirdly, okay, so I actually saw Charlie Brooker tweeted something about that he was, someone had basically tweeted something along the lines of that what's currently going on is more or less the plot of Dead Set, which I don't know if anyone's, Jess, I presume you've seen that?
The Big Brother series.
Yeah, the Big Brother zombie thing written by Charlie Brooker. And they were like, yeah, the current events are a little bit close to what was happening in there. And Charlie Brooker had retweeted that by basically saying that this is happening quite often now, and I think that officially qualifies me as some sort of mystic or something like that, whatever the modern-day equivalent is.
Right alongside the writers of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Again, every episode's different. There are little nods to previous episodes that you might sometimes get, but it's I wholeheartedly recommend Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's not a series that you have to watch every episode to understand. You can just watch episodes that I started just by watching episodes that were a recommendation. I've watched them all now, but I started by just watching the episodes that were recommended.
I recommend just watch all of it from the beginning.
But yeah, it is very good.
But some of the episodes can emotionally break you or just leave you questioning life and existence. And
I've cried at a lot of Black Mirror episodes.
So, I mean, coming back to the attraction, I guess you're excited for it.
I can't wait.
I'll probably not get a chance to do it because Thought Park's really fucking far away from me and I'm probably never... I mean, I might get a chance to go one day, but if I go and it's there, yeah, I'll totally do it and I'm sure it'll be pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess this kind of segues into this next question. Any new parks for you guys this year? That's from Theme Park in Carl.
Yeah, Chessington, Thorpe.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get to Poulton's. Don't know if there's any
hopefully.
More. Legoland.
Let's hope so. Yeah, for me, Chessington, maybe Flamingoland, maybe some of the places. I don't know. It's all up in the air at the minute, isn't it?
See, this kind of feeds back into, like, right, why I've been so quiet lately and why I haven't had any content on my vlogging channel is because even last season, right, when I was pretty active, I had Pleasure Beach Season Pass and Alt Tower Season Pass.
Yeah.
And those were the only parks that I visited and were realistically was able to visit with any kind of regularity. So, you know, it's a bit difficult to sustain regular content.
Yeah, it's an expensive hobby.
When you're not visiting theme parks or, you know, even then, like, I was at the point where I'm like, do people really want another fucking Pleasure Beach vlog when I've already done, like, six this season?
They want it for the personality. They don't care sure. where it is. They want it for the people
sure.
in it.
But, yeah, so, you know... Yeah,
Sean gets away with 16 vlogs in the space of 3 days.
Of course, yeah. But, like, so, yeah, I won't say that I'm definitely not going to do any new parks this season because I don't know. You know, if I get the opportunity to do a new park, then, yeah, sure, why not? But it's not something that's just easy for me to do.
Nah, it's expensive to go to a park.
I don't have a lot of cash. So, yeah, you know, I'll probably just be sat on the sidelines judging y'all.
The only reason I can go to new parks this season is because I got a mailing pass for Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Parks like Poulton's and things like that are on the list, but I might not be able to afford it. I'd love to be able to, but that's the plan.
Time will tell. Okay, so this next question is pretty interesting. What has your biggest change of opinion, theme park based, been since you first became an enthusiast? That's from Oliver. Now,
that's
don't
a big question.
I don't know what I'm meant to say to this. Like, I actually don't know.
I think mine has been. Surprisingly, I've gotten more frightened of coasters the more...
Okay.
Or the more I've ridden them. Like, I never used to be frightened of heights. I never used to be frightened of any coasters. You could literally stick me on anything and I'd be like, buzzing, go, send it. But now that I ride them more often and I ride, you know, more iconic rides, and I guess, and that kind of thing, I'm a bit like, shit, probably shouldn't be 300 foot in the air.
I get that.
I don't know whether that's an age thing or whether it's because I live with someone who is literally an encyclopedia of park knowledge. So sometimes we're just on a ride and he's like, oh, that sounds broken. What?
I literally don't know. I think one thing for me is that I think at first, like when you become an enthusiast, you kind of just want to like ride all the big tall coasters, the fast coasters, whatever. And now I've come to a point where, like, I just appreciate, like, random shit. Like, a good example would be something like Steeplechase. Just something stupid, a little bit wacky. I think I'm at a point where, like, I'm appreciating rides more for what they are. And I'm not necessarily chasing, like, the big creds. So maybe that, but it's a difficult question because, I don't know, it's odd.
It really is. I don't know. I don't know if that's too big a question for me.
It's too hypothetical. Is that
if I'd read that previously, I might have been able to think about it, but I kind of feel a little bit put on the spot there because, again, it's a big fucking question. Like,
isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
The answer is dunno, mate.
Dunno, mate. Yeah, there you go.
So that's the end of my questions. I'm assuming, Jess, you've got a few more. Perhaps we might need to cut through them a bit quicker. If you've
yeah,
got
maybe. Let me grab them. We got a question from Lewis. He asked what our thoughts are on the new Flamingoland coaster.
Oh.
Probably all right.
It'll be better than Colossus because it's newer and I think it has different trains, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Possibly doesn't have OTSRs, we don't think.
Seen rumours about lap bars.
Yeah, so yeah, probably... be all right.
And Colossus is fucking uncomfortable. Even like for taller people, it's a massive. Yeah, I've seen it being a massive issue. I'm short, and it's still a problem for me.
I can't imagine that I'll fit on it, so I'm not going to try.
It's really uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable, and it was rough. So I'm just hoping.
Yeah,
that
I can't imagine that really tight like spiral of inversions is in any way good.
It's not fun. It looks cool off ride, but it isn't fun to ride.
Yeah, especially the one at Flamingoland, we went and visited in January to go to the zoo and things like that, and got a couple of construction photos, and it looks amazing, but I think it'll ride like shit.
I don't know. I think it'll all have to do with what the trains and the restraints are like, because that's really what's kind of put me off it at Thorpe, so I don't know. And it's newer, and so it will ride better
work as well.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Oscar says specifically, hi to Jake.
Hello, Oscar.
is this a live Q&A that's going on right now?
No.
It feels like it.
Okay.
M asked Francis Jackson or John Wardley.
Wait, was that Francis all Oscar Jackson. Wanted to say? Was that all? Yes. Was there not a question? Okay.
No.
I don't think you can pick between them because they have very different roles.
Francis fucking Jackson.
I love Francis Jackson.
So I've sat in the same.
You don't see Francis Jackson taking credit for other people's accomplishments, do you?
Oh, controversial.
He's a fucking legend.
Yeah. Controversial.
I couldn't compare them. I'll be honest. I think they're both important for different reasons. But if I'm being
diplomatic
about it, I've met Francis Jackson. I haven't met John Wardley, so maybe I'm a bit biased towards Francis.
Amy, shout out to good old hang time Amy. It says, do you prefer the pizza or pasta element more in Pizza Pasta Buffet? I'm going to go pasta.
It is. If it was at Thorpe Park, I'd say neither, because that was absolutely horrendous when we went.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to sound like an absolute boomer, but like there was kids running around. It was dirty. You know, it's a theme park. There's going to be kids running around. I understand
that. Sound like a boomer.
But it was dirty. Like there wasn't really much food.
Dirty.
Towers one, I think if it was just pasta, no one would go. But if it was just pizza, people still would go. So,
I feel like pizza's the main event and pasta's more of a side.
Yeah.
But I've been to the Alton Towers one a few years ago, and I thought that was pretty good, actually. The pizza was like pretty nice. Went to the Pleasure Beach one a couple of years ago, and it was fine, but less good. So, but also
like
a bit cheaper.
I like the salad bar at Pizza Pasta.
I like a salad bar at like Pizza Hut, so I assume it's the same pizza.
It is.
Pasta.
It's pretty much exactly the same.
Now I just want pizza.
Yeah.
Probably
the pizza, but I don't think the pasta should be understated.
Amy also asks, who would win in a fight, Mandy T or Nick V?
Mandy,
100%
obviously.
100%
yeah.
Mandy.
Yeah, I think Mandy. I've come across her in real life and she was quite, what's the word? She had a commanding. She has a commanding presence.
She does.
I stood in her way in front of a door that she was.
Yeah,
coming out.
We were all stood at the entrance waiting for the ticket office to open, and all
I just
heard was, "Excuse me, please." And
I just said hello, and she
waiting
just
for us
off.
To move, and we were like, "Oh."
Yeah, I don't know. Nick Varney, you know, he doesn't really have to worry about hand-to-hand combat. You know, he doesn't live in.
No, he'd get hired goons to do it.
Yeah,
for him.
He'd have bodyguards. Mandy would. Yeah.
Nick Varney's got small dick energy.
All right.
Mandy would rip your balls off with her bare teeth. Bare teeth? Yeah, I'll go with it. With her bare teeth.
I'm sure she'd love to know that you think that. She does karate or something, don't she?
Probably.
Mandy? I'm sure she's like a black belt in something. I'm probably wrong.
She'll definitely be a kung fu master.
Yeah. I'm sure she does some sort of martial arts. Where did I hear that? Maybe I'm going crazy.
Maybe she did it in like an IAPA interview.
I have no idea where I've heard this.
Amanda Thompson definitely knows how to fuck a bitch up.
My dearest son, Connor, asks what our favourite shooting dark ride is.
I only have two to choose from, and it's either Duel or what's it called now? Wild West Shootout at Drayton Manor. I think I like, this is going to be controversial, okay. I like Wild West Shootout more than Duel.
Oh my god, yeah, see, if that was going to be realistic, I would...
Because it's jankier. Like,
Toy Story Mania or Space Ranger Spin. But actually, it's Duel. There's nothing funnier.
Yeah!
There's nothing funnier than that to me. I was literally about to say, that head that just goes, yeah!
Over and over again. I'm not a fan of shooting dark rides. I think they're pretty shit, but
I love it.
And I've only done two of them, which is Duel at Alton Towers and Mouse of Chocolat at Fantasialand, and I think Duel wins.
Oh wow,
yeah,
Duel has a certain charm to it, doesn't it? I think.
Well, the Fantasialand one, it's just a bunch of fucking screens and 3D glasses, and it was kind of bollocks, honestly.
Funny thing is with Jewel, like, when I went a few weeks ago and rode it, I can't tell if they've put new audio near the end of the ride or the audio just wasn't working before and now it is.
Yeah, they've just fixed a speaker.
I bet it's
yeah,
the second
but
one.
It just felt a lot louder towards the end of the ride, so I don't know if they've changed something or fixed something or what, but yeah, Jewel, cool.
Have they fixed both speakers in Hex yet?
Yes.
Because last season, only the speaker on the left-hand side of the vault as you wait. Yeah. Okay. If you sit on the left hand side, only the speaker at the far end of the vault was working during the actual.
When I rode it at Jeffest, it was working fine.
I think they're all working a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
So all the immersive audio was only coming from one side of the room, and it kind of made it only 50% as immersive as normal.
Half as immersive.
Yeah, I was only half immersed last season when I rode Hex. So I hope they fix that.
Well, I hope that answers that question. I think it probably does.
Callum wants to know, if coronavirus is so bad, why isn't there a coronavirus 2?
What?
There might be.
I didn't hear that.
Stay tuned.
A coronavirus 2?
Yeah, we haven't finished the first one yet. So.
Stay tuned. Coronavirus 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Those questions came from the Clart Zone Discord server, if you'd all like to join.
Well, thank you for those high-quality questions from the Clart Zone. I expected nothing less than that level of quality.
Yeah, you're all dickheads.
True. Is that everything? You said
that is
on Twitter?
I said the one from Twitter.
Okay, was that it? All right.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps it up then. We're back for now. See you in another 6 months, probably, for the next one.
Fuck's sake.
It's a funny time, really, because this is going to get released around opening day, and opening day is usually a good topic, so it'll probably be like the end of April when you hear about what we thought about opening day.
What you thought about opening day.
Well, yeah, what I thought. And I'm sure you'll all give your opinions on that. But,
with the approaching lockdowns, we might have more time to record more podcasts. So, you know, we'll have
less
no
topics
content
to cover, yeah.
But I pride myself on being able to do a lot with fuck all. So, you know,
as anyone who's listened
to me on the radio will be able to attest to.
Okay, I didn't know which direction you were going with that then.
It wasn't a knob gag. I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, I'm sure it wasn't.
It was not.
Yeah, if you want extra doses of Lewis every Monday night between 7 and 9 p.m., I think.
then don't go to beyondradio.co.uk, because as of tomorrow, the studio is being locked down and no presenters will have access until further notice.
No.
Fuck you, coronavirus.
Are past episodes available?
Yeah, it's all available on the on-demand service. I posted the most recent one on my Twitter, so go and have a look. It was actually a pretty
good. It was a good show. I enjoyed it.
We had a lot of fun, so I think like that. If that's going to be our last live show for a while, I'm pretty pleased with it because we had a good laugh. I made a lot of inappropriate for radio jokes, but I somehow get away with it.
That's mostly what your show is, though, isn't it? It's like a lot of innuendo.
Yeah, exactly. So go and check that out, and you get to hear more of my voice plus my friend Mark.
Cool. I'm just on Twitter. Fucking follow me if you want. I don't care. Actually, I do care. Don't follow me, please. I've just hit 1K. Thanks a lot for that, folks. Jess, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at HangTimeJess, and also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. At Hangtime, the podcast, or podcast Hangtime on Twitter.
Yeah, if you want to hear more from Jess, go there.
We do things weekly and have an actual schedule.
Oh, fuck off!
Loser.
Fucking hell.
I feel like
I should have just introduced you as our special guest this week from the illustrious Hangtime. It's Hangtime Jess. Well, and we'll do that every time we do a fucking podcast, shall we?
I feel like this is
fuck
like
me.
This is like the, I don't know.
I love theming and memeing, but Hangtime is my brand now.
Theming and memeing is like a special treat.
Yeah.
Hangtime is like your weekly dose, and then...
That's literally what it's called. Your weekly dose of theme park talk.
For some reason, if you wanted more of Jess, you can go to... Come here. Or, I was on an episode of Hangtime, if you want to listen to that.
Yeah, it was a very, very fun episode of Hangtime.
It was.
I'm sure Jake will forget and then ask me to log into the YouTube and add all of this to the description below.
Maybe, yeah, probably. With that being said, I mean, when will we see the people again on this podcast? Who fucking knows?
Soon. We'll say soon.
Expect it within the next 3 months.
Episode 2 will be out at some point.
Halloween. Again, we are on Patreon.
Halloween.
For whatever reason, we're on there. We're also on iTunes, Spotify, and I might look about branching out to further podcast supporting platforms. If you want those, let me know. But apart from that, that's it. We're back. Season 2 is a go.
Recognize, bitches.
Everyone clap and cheer, please.
Woo! Yeah.
That is the enthusiasm I love that you bring to this show, Lewis.
Thanks.
But yeah, there we go. Goodbye. Say bye.
Bye!
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, driver.
Thank you for listening to Theming and Memeing, the most immersive audio experience on the internet. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube.